It's breakfast time. Who's hungry? Chica and Evan in the morning on Shreveport Bossier's number one hit music channel, K94.5.
I am convinced that they are putting things in the food at El Cabo Verde that has me in a complete chokehold. I don't want to drive all the way to Southern Loop all the time. I don't want to be that person that's driving all the way, acting like I live in Stonewall, but yet there I am once a week.
Okay.
And now I found out I could save a trip because I secretly go there. One of the big things that they make right there, tomatillo sauce. You know I love me a green sauce. Your girl's addicted. Your girl could, like, literally, my blood type, salsa verde.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All that to say, they are now selling it all in bottles.
Nice.
So they have been, I guess, canning it. I don't know how they're doing it. I'm not going to ask questions. Things that I don't know, like, you know, I don't want to know all that stuff.
But yeah.
Pull up yesterday, my girl Jo Claire and I go, and we're both inhaling the tomatillo, and the lady goes, well, yeah, I mean, the good news is you could have it at home. And I'm thinking, yeah, right. Yeah,
I'll take a box when I'm done, but there's not going to be anything left.
You can now buy it, and guess what I did? Hmm. Went home, made my own chicken with salsa verde.
Ooh.
Now, Chef Gabe who? Like, move over, man. Yes,
is
it's
it,
his
is
recipe.
Is it just as good? I'm assuming it's the same recipe, same everything?
Same exact thing.
Okay.
Because
okay.
You know I had to take it home and test it. I tested it that night. That's just who I am as a person. Anyway.
Now, is it super expensive, or is it like I can just pop in real quick, grab a bottle, and be home?
Bruh, it's less than anything you'd buy at the store.
Dude.
Let's put it that way.
Oh my
and
God.
It's made right here in Shreveport. I mean, I'm telling you right now, this is the stuff I live for. More on that inside your...
K94.5, Shreveport Bossier's number one hit music channel. We are Chica and Evan in the morning.
And Evan thinks that anybody over 30 is old, and
no,
Evan hates old people.
Stop,
dude, you're uninviting them from your game night.
And that's not even the case. That's not true at all.
You know what? Go ahead. Present your case.
Okay,
I'll shut up over here.
I was just talking to Chica about how I feel like I need to make some more friends near my age because I have some friends who are above the age of 30.
Uh-huh.
And that means when I want to stay up late and be like, you guys want to come over, drink, have a good night, they're like, it's like 10 p.m. I gotta go to bed. I realize it's because they're older than I am. Guys who are much older than me are like, they have a stricter bedtime. They can't stay up till 2 a.m. like a 22-year-old does all the time. So I get it. It's no big deal.
So you went ahead.
Someone went and turned it into,
you hate old people. You said, I'm just not going to invite them anymore.
I did not
I'm
going to
make
that.
Sure that everybody... Because you said they messed up your game.
I'm not
going
to invite them for late night games. If I'm going to invite them over to play games or hang out or something, it's going to be earlier in the day because... They had to leave, and I was still up for 4 more hours.
The fact that you think it's okay, like, let me just stay up till 2, 3 a.m., and everybody's supposed to function on Sunday. Everybody's supposed to function on Saturday.
That's why I get it.
That's why I'm saying, like, that's why they're not invited for these late nights anymore.
That's messed up, though.
If they're going to leave after an hour of an event, like if I say, hey, party at my place, get friends together.
Why are
and
you
it starts
inviting
at 10
people?
PM,
why would you invite people to come over at 10?
Because maybe I have plans before that. Maybe a friend wanted to go get dinner. And then I say, hey, you know what? Get some other friends. Let's hang out at my place
in
afterwards.
What world?
Do you not remember being 22?
No, I was drunk.
That's what I'm trying to be.
I'm just kidding. Okay, but I just feel like it's messed up. You basically, not saying calling them out, but excluding them.
No, and they told me, like, hey, next time you do a late night, I'm not sure I'm going to come. It's not me trying to kick them out. They're already saying, like, look.
Here is where I know you're full of it. Because any real, like, friend would be like, you know what? I see my 30-plussers over here, and I see that they're struggling. I see that we need a little
Right.
Let me go ahead and let me do something kind. Let me do something that's mindful. Let me be caring. Hey, guys, game night's at 7. What's
wrong with
that?
And that's what we're doing. We're doing other game nights. We're not doing late night game nights. Late night game nights, that's what I'm saying. I need more friends near my age who are willing to do the late nights with me. That's my whole point. I'm not trying to, say...
You know, I'm not friends with you anymore because you're too old.
What am I, in third grade?
That's what you're sounding like.
That's what
like
you're sounding like right now.
You know what? Who's wrong here? 894.
K94.5, Shreveport Bossier's number one hit music channel. We are Chica and Evan in the morning, and it's time to feel good on the 50. Chica,
with
take it away.
A celebrity guest, the Honorable, ladies and gentlemen, please keep your seats because. We're not going to stand up for this one, but we love you anyway. Shreveport Mayor Tom Arsenault. Woo! The crowd goes wild. Hey, are you really going to rappel down a building?
I am. 15 stories.
What is wrong with you? Okay, so I don't
know. Hold on, fill me in, yeah.
Okay, so we're doing this crazy over the edge fundraiser here in town, right? And I get word of it, and somebody said, the article says, even the mayor's doing it. And I was like, no, he isn't. And it has been confirmed that you guys are going to be downtown.
Yep.
And we're rappelling. Obviously, it's for a great cause.
It's for a great cause. And by the way, I'm raising money. So when you go to the website, you can contribute to my rappelling.
Okay.
Hopefully lots of people will be excited. Some for good reasons, sweet, some for not so good reasons.
Yeah. The Fuller Center for Housing of Northwest Louisiana teaming up with Shreveport Common to host Over the Edge. Here's the best part. It's a one-of-a-kind thrilling fundraiser. Mm-hmm. And I feel if our mayor is stepping up to do it, I feel like one of us should do it. And
congratulations.
Crazy.
I'm so glad you're willing to.
Oh,
no. Anyway. I think I've got like a family thing maybe around.
No, I'm busy that day. Anyway, listen, here's the deal. If you want to get more info, you want to donate towards Evans or towards our very own mayor's, K945.com. Are you scared of heights at all? Or is this...
I'm sure I'll be a little exhilarated, and I'm sure the adrenaline will be pumping, but I'm not particularly scared of heights. But looking over the edge of a 15-story building probably give me a little trepidation.
But, you know, that is...
Courage is not the lack of fear.
Okay.
It is doing something in the face of fear. So I have to summon all my courage
for
that event on October 3rd.
Okay.
The event is the 3rd and 4th.
Uh-huh.
I'm going over the edge on the 3rd.
Oh, God. See, I'm freaking out right now just thinking about it. Like, my palms are sweaty. Like, I'm going to be there to cheer you on, guys.
I thought you said you were out of town. What changed?
Okay, shut up, Evan. Gosh, darn it, Evan. All right.
Find more details inside your K94.5 app.
Chica and Evan in the morning. K94.5. Waking up with Chica and Evan in the morning on K94.5.
It's time for three things you need to know before you go.
One.
Today we remember. Today is 9/11, and I feel like the cultural conversation around 9/11 really has shifted. I'm telling you right now, Evan, forever baffled, and it just weirds me out that you were not alive for 9/11. Mm. And all I could think about is, I could tell you exactly where I was. I could tell you exactly what my mom, like, she kept us from school. Just all these crazy memories come back. But what's crazy is there are all these movies that have come out. There are also, like, did you see that J. Cole released a short, powerful track? And he released it on SoundCloud, and it's titled Ode to a Fallen City, obviously talking about 9/11. But I actually have checked out a few different movies, The Horizon After and The Millennial Memory. Something to check out for some folks as they want to remember 9/11.
Two.
Yesterday, there was a senseless and just pointless act of violence carried out in Utah. Conservative political figure Charlie Kirk was well known for giving speeches, hosting his own talk show. He was shot dead in Utah while performing at a rally yesterday afternoon. You may have seen that there was one suspect arrested, confirmed by the FBI. We can now confirm that that is not the shooter. That was the wrong guy. False flag.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, the real shooter is still at large. There's no word on where they are. There's still a manhunt ongoing, but it has been confirmed by the White House. Charlie Kirk has passed away, and it's just so sad to see, no matter where you land on the political spectrum, like, this is a man with kids and a family.
Yeah,
at the end of the
babies.
Day, no matter if you agree with him or not, this is disgusting. It's a horrible sign of where we're headed with our country, really. It's terrifying.
So sad. And hold your people close. Hold your people close.
Three.
The true crime world is buzzing. The release of the trailer for Hulu's new limited series, Murdaugh, Death in the Family. The show, what is having everybody go, wait, what? It stars Patricia Arquette and Jason Clarke. So all of us are like, wait. How'd y'all get these folks to be in on this movie? Like, what?
Whoa.
First off, who's funding this, right? Like, we got questions. Anyway, I'm still waiting for this to drop because, you know, true crime, that's what soothes me. That's what, you know, that's what most girls watch to go to sleep.
Every woman loves true crime, and they're only slightly learning how to murder you without getting caught.
I mean, no, that's called snapped.
All right, it's time for someone to sit on the big couch. Yeah. Group therapy with Chica and Evan in the morning on K94.5.
Okay, Victor in Shreveport, what's your situation today?
Well, so me and my wife, we've had a rough few years. We both lost our jobs. We've been doing whatever we could to make ends meet. And this has just been going on for a couple of years. And we were finally able to get into a new place. We were forced to move out of our old place. We just couldn't afford it anymore. And my cousin happened to have this great place that's in right on the Highland Route. We finally afford rent in Shreveport, which is amazing. I mean, the house is gorgeous, but the problem was we had bad credit, and this house happens to be my cousin's, so he kind of let us in the house, you know, without really checking too much, you know. So it's a perfect situation. It's probably a very rare situation that you're not going to stumble upon, you know, many times.
So your cousin waives the, you know, fees and whatever for you to live in this house, but I don't see what the problem is. That sounds awesome.
I don't know. The only issue is, you know, he lives a few houses down, and he just has this, I get this weird feeling that he has something going on with my wife. He makes these weird comments. He makes her uncomfortable all the time. Like, anytime he's around, like, she just has this weird, like, look on her face. Like, you could tell something's not right with her, you know? And, I don't know, he's just doing some weird stuff. Like, he came over one time and, like, cut the grass and then let himself in the house and, you know, got himself some water and stuff. And, like, my wife was just totally uncomfortable about it. Like, she called me immediately. And I don't know, he's family. Like, I don't know what we're supposed to do.
Yeah, let's get some advice, because that is not a fun situation to be in at all. 894-36 or inside the free K94.5 app. How do we get out of this? Because this should not be happening.
Got some advice? Message Chica and Evan inside the free K94.5 app or call 800.
Richard DeWedding at the Weather Channel.
All right, it's time for someone to sit on the big couch. Yeah. Group therapy with Chica and Evan in the morning on K94.5.
We got Victor on the big catch for group therapy today. He is calling in because he and his wife had to find a new place to live, and he didn't have the best credit, so he said, man, it was a little difficult, but we had a cousin say, hey, man, I've got a place. It's perfect for you. Come live here. I won't care about the credit check, whatever. You're good. Everything's been great, except for the fact his cousin is stalking his wife the entire time.
Yeah, a lot of things have been happening that Victor's like, yeah, no, did. Here's the thing that sucks, though. Victor was talking about how, you know, they're super excited because they've always wanted to live in Highland.
Right.
They're right on the parade route. It's like the perfect house. I don't know if Victor has a choice in the matter right now, is what really, really sucks.
That's
right?
Horrible.
Like, okay, no, and when I say that, I don't want that to say there is no hope. In my mind, if I was in Victor's shoes, I think I'd just be like, okay, we got to stick it out for however long we have to be here,
right?
The
only way out of this situation is either to make things worse or to wait
or to
things
punch
get worse.
Him. Well, you can't punch your landlord and still have a place to stay, though.
Yeah, so
we need
to find a backup plan before we do anything else drastic.
Right, exactly.
So if you know a way to make a good backup plan and maybe how to find a good, better apartment, rental, anything like that, let's get some advice. 800-94-36.
Terrence in Shreveport, what's your best piece of advice here?
Well, let's see. The best piece of advice I could go with right here is you just got to endure the creepy landlord for right now, but it's not forever. Go to those credit experts, see if they can fix your credit for a reasonable price. Don't get price gouged, but definitely fix your credit.
Right.
Put your head down, but you definitely got to get out of there. Get out of that house as soon as possible because that landlord is major creep.
Man, I thought you had something genius to give us. Like, oh, I know how to do that. Spray pepper all around. Yeah,
nope,
okay.
Nope.
Well, we appreciate you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Delilah in Shreveport, your advice for group therapy this morning.
Oh, my God. You know what? Listen, I used to have a creepy landlord that I could tell he was a little obsessed with me. You can tell when somebody's obsessed with me.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I stacked up my coins and I borrowed some money and I got out of that lease because it made me feel uncomfortable. And the thing about it is, I'm going to tell this person, you need to do that too, because the thing about it is that's your landlord. He will hold that power over you. So you need to get out because, I mean, I can already tell you, it gives me flashbacks right now. Like, no, you need to get out because this will never be, I don't care how nice your place is, how nice that person is. If you've got that type of obsession, that type of creepy landlord, you will never be at peace. you would rather be at peace somewhere else than there.
Victor, we just heard Delilah with some strong words of warning for you. What do you think you're going to do now with all this advice?
Yeah, there's a lot. I think the best piece of advice is I think we're just going to have to stick it out. Maybe I'm going to go down and just have a civil conversation with him. I'm going to make sure my wife always has the doors locked, and I'm definitely going to make sure he understands that he can't just let himself in our house. Like it's our house while we're renting. Like, he just got to stay out. I'm not to set boundaries, but we're going to have to stick this out, and I think that's our best bet.
Yeah, that sounds like it, but man, that sucks, dude. We're praying for you, honestly. This sucks.
I appreciate it. We're going to need a lot of them.
K94.5, Shreveport Bossier's number one hit music channel. We are Chica and Evan in the morning, and I think it's about time we feel good on the 50.
You know what? When you said it that way, I'm almost like, wait, is it time to rise and shine? What's going on? But you know what? Today we are going to hyper-focus on anything that has made you feel good. Like,
yep.
Yeah, like if there is something going on in your life worth celebrating or something you did that you're like, you know what? Let me tell everybody, that's what Feel Good on the 50s is for.
You can call us anytime, 800-9436. We want to celebrate your wins, or maybe you just want to tell us about you went to this cool little local spot and the employee was just the nicest ever.
Yes,
maybe they
yes.
gave you some free stuff. That's a reason to feel good.
Terry in Shreveport. Sister, what is making you feel good this morning?
Oh, listen, have you ever given yourself a spa day? I went to the Rippington. I gave myself a spa day to be by myself, treating myself. That's the great time I have been in bliss for the last 72 hours.
Okay, you know what? I'm going to give myself a spa day.
Girl, do it. Do it. Do it.
Chica and Evan in the morning.
K94.5, Shreveport Bossier's number one hit music channel. We are Chica and Evan in the morning. Chica, do you mind if we kind of talk about this on air?
You know what? At this point, our lives are on the air, so did I gasp during commercials?
Yeah, so like 15 minutes ago, Chica just like dropped her phone and just froze.
Well, because it's something that I never expected to get on my phone.
Yeah,
I think we've all been there where you go through a horrible breakup.
Right.
And guess who got blocked?
Yeah, we've all experienced it once or twice.
I got blocked. Maybe I was the toxic one at time. But point is, I haven't talked to this fool since... Sorry, I don't mean to call him that. I've not talked to this person since he and I had a horrific blow-up. And this was 2 years ago.
Okay, how bad? Scale of 1 to 10, 10 being like nearly choked each other
the
out.
The breakup with him wrecked me more...
Uh-huh.
Then ending my 5-year engagement.
Gotcha. Okay.
Very personal. I'm sorry. I'm putting it out there.
And without prying too much, how long were you two together?
Man, that's the worst part. We were maybe a year and a half.
Oh, ow. Yeah. So,
listen, I'm not standing here saying I'm proud, but listen, point is,
it's okay.
I get the message because I guess we're blocked on everything. Like, we just went like, blah, blah, blah. By the way, when you get unblocked, they could send you a message at any time, and it just said, you hate me, don't you?
Oh, no. No. No.
So do I respond and go, bro, 2 years later?
I've gotten that exact same message before, and I did not respond well. You should throw your phone into the nearest body of water and just forget it ever happened.
Well, what's that saying, right? God sends people back into your life, exes back into your life, see if you're still dumb. But no, sorry. The actual saying is God will send people back into your life to see if you're still a fool.
Okay. Yeah.
And baby! I'm feeling like today.
Okay. What motivation could you have to text your ex back, unblock your ex after 2 years and text them, you still hate me, don't you? What motivation could there be? I can't see any positive motivation.
I don't know, because he has no... Unless...
Okay, so let's imagine, hypothetically, his motivation is, I want to get back with Chica. Do you want to get back with him?
It could be a good weight loss plan.
I can let him break my heart again.
Okay. You know.
Do you want to...
I don't know what I want.
Get closure from him.
I don't... Guys, 800-9436. How do you handle the situation when...
Throw your phone in the Red River and forget about it.
I'm not throwing my phone in the Red River. I need to know what to say back right now. I'm like, Hispanic panic has officially taken...
Ew.
K94.5, we are Chica and Evan in the morning.
And we want to know all about your crazy, weird obsessions. 800-9436. Why did I bring this up, my sweet little Evan?
It's a fun topic.
Can we talk about what I've caught you looking at the past 3 days? The past three shows that we've had. One, two, three. Yes. You have been creeping on these belts.
Like, that sounds weird out of context.
He's obsessed with fake belts.
Replica championship belts from wrestling and boxing.
It's literally a fake sport.
Wrestling's a fake sport. Boxing's not. You're going to tell Muhammad Ali he was fake? That's what
I thought. First off, it's like this thing is double fake.
Okay.
So it's from fake wrestling, and then it's a replica.
It's a replica of championship belts that, like, the WWE or UFC or MMA fighters have worn in years past. They're cool, and they're worth hundreds of dollars.
You know what? I don't want to be that person that judges. So I'm going to stop judging.
I mean, here
judging.
You are.
I'm trying not to. All right, 894-36. Do you have any weird obsessions? Like, just anything that you're like, okay, it might be annoying to other people, but, like, I'm, like, low-key.
Yeah, you just love this one thing, like, collecting wrestling replica championship belts and someone else has to dog on you for it.
Wow.
Really
No. Listen, guys, this show's for weird people.
894-36.
All right, Jen in Benton. Sister, what is your crazy obsession?
I am fully obsessed with British TV and British, like, reality shows and podcasts and just kind of the whole culture over there. But it's getting to the point where I'm buying little, like, British paraphernalia, and I'm going to start thinking about moving to England. Like, it's getting so out of hand. I cannot get enough of British media and British humor and all these
Wait,
British...
so you like British humor? You live here in town. You're a Shreveport girl, but you like British humor?
Yes, and I'm alone. I feel like nobody understands me. It's a very different humor than, you know, we have here in town.
Wait. You have a problem? Well, what's your problem with British comedy?
It's not funny at all.
What are you talking? We wouldn't have The Office if we weren't for British comedy.
The Office was American actors.
Yeah, but it was because they made a British show originally.
Doesn't matter. Still not funny.
And the IT Crowd is one of the greatest shows of all time. Flight of the Conchords, ever heard of it?
See, I'm just saying, you both could run off together and watch horrible comedy in Britain.
The Mighty Boosh?
Yeah.
Old Greg, come on.
Okay, Old Greg is the only funny thing to come out of there. All right, Carson, in Shreveport, what is that weird obsession that you have that, like, nobody gets?
I, since I was a kid, have been obsessed with yodeling.
What?
And nobody gets it.
Wait.
Yodeling, wants...
like, yodelay.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Do it one more time.
And I totally yodelay. I can't help it.
Dude.
I cannot help it.
Do you ever randomly... Like, are you, like, just this random Shreveport yodeler? Do you, like, randomly do it at the store?
I don't necessarily do it at the store, but I do it on my front porch, and all my neighbors over the years have commented, but it makes me happy. I think, I know it's ridiculous. I think it's hilarious, and I've got this Adam's apple that I don't know what the hell else it's here for, other than to yodel.
All right, one more yodel to say goodbye.
All right.
Got something to say? Call Chica and Evan now. 894-5
Shreveport Bossier's number one hit music channel. We are Chica and Evan in the morning, and we want you to feel good with us because it's time to feel good on the 50.
That's right. Sometimes you wake up and let's just be real. Sometimes we don't have it. Some mornings, it's just the struggle bus. So
it's rough sometimes, man.
Yeah, so we decided, why don't we just hyper-focus and celebrate all the good.
Yes.
Anything that you may think, okay, maybe that was pointless. My favorite one was, I got an extra chicken nugget in my... Like,
that one
yes.
was awesome. And someone got a hash brown one time and they didn't order one. Like,
Oh, yeah.
Awesome.
So, and you're like, wait, that's so simple. Yes! It's just the simple stuff that makes us happy.
We want to celebrate you, not just the feel-good moments, but you and the good things happening to you. So call in, let us know all the good stuff. 800-9436. Melissa in Shreveport, what's making you feel good today?
Hi, I just adopted my own little kitten from Port City Cat Rescue. I named him
And he's a muffin. He's so cute. I just love him, and I'm just so happy.
They have the cutest kittens over there. I don't know where they find them, but they're just so adorable when I see them posted up on Facebook.
Can we talk about the cute one that looked like Post Malone? Sorry, we rescued a kitten one time and named him Post Malone because he would not stop meowing on the microphone. It was the cutest. Bonus points if you send us a picture. Can you please, though? Yeah, send us pictures inside the K94.5 app so we could obsess.
Absolutely, definitely.
Got something to say? Call Chica and Evan now. 800-94.